This chazor zeh kenesh baruch chesed shvag from Yehuda mesechus baba kamat af yud zayin. A brayse said they did honor for Chizkiyo when he died. Rabbi Yehuda says this refers to the 36,000 people that ripped their clothing in mourning for him. The Chemi asks, this can't be what the pasuk means because this was done for Achav as well. Rather, the pasuk means that they put a sefer Torah on his aron and they said kiyam zeh mashu kasu bazeh. Fakmar, they do it for tzaddikim now as well. So why is that considered to be an extra special? Mar said today they take out the Torah, but they don't say this. They don't lay it on the aron. And the Mar said even if they today maybe they do put it on the aron, they don't say kiyam zeh mashu kasu bazeh. Rabbi Rachana said that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan today we do say kiyam zeh mashu kasu bazeh. However, by Chizkiyo they said that he taught everything written in this Torah. We learned that fulfilling is greater than learning. But I said, yeah, but teaching to others is greater than fulfilling. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Meichai dash na pasuk to teach that one who is involved in Torah and Chesed will merit the inheritance of two Shvatim, Yosef and Yisachar, meaning the glory of Yosef and the wealth of Yisachar. Others say it means the person's enemies will fall in front of him like they did for Yosef, and the person will merit a high level of understanding like Yisachar did. Hadon lach perik arba avayis. Perek ketzer regel, perek sheini. Zok the heilige mishnah b'siyata d'shmayim. What way is regel amud? Zok the mishnah, it's a mu'ud to break things as it walks in its normal way. An animal is a mu'ud to walk normally and break things. If the animal was kicking or pebble shot up from under his feet as it walked and broke kalim in that way, the owner would only pay half damages. If the animal stepped on a kalim and broke it, then a piece of that kalim flew and broke another kalim, the owner would pay full damages on the first kalim, only half damages on the second kalim. Chickens are a mu'ud to walk normally and break things as they go. If there was something tied to the chicken's leg or if he was hopping around and it broke kalim, the owner would pay half damages. Fractigamar, Ravina asked Rava, regel, an animal, the mishnah says regel and then it says animals. But regel and animal are the same thing, so why does the mishnah list them as two separate cases of muid? Rava said, regel refers to the obvious, animal refers to the toldus. Ravina asked, the next mishnah, which says shein is a muid, then it says an animal is a muid, what are the obvious and toldus over there? The mishnah is discussing the animal who eats, which is clearly the av as well. As Rashi explained, the mishnah first refers to the shein of a wild animal, the chai, and then to the shein of a domesticated animal, of a behemoth. We would think the pasuk only refers to the domesticated animals, so the mishnah teaches that this is not the case. If so, why didn't the mishnah list the case of a domesticated animal first, since it's mentioned in the pasuk? Mar says the Tana considers the one learned from the drasha to be more dear to him, more chaviv to him, and therefore he mentions it first. In fact, Mar, so why in our mishnah is regal is the first, given that it's the one that was for a drasha is not needed for that one? Mar says regarding Shane, they're both obvious to the Tana chooses the drasha one first. Here, one's an av, one's a tolda, so we go with the av before the tolda. Another terzak Mar, the last mishnah ended with regal, so regal is the first one mentioned over here. Zakmar Bryce says an animal is a mood to walk as usual and break things. For example, an animal that goes into the property of the Nizik and damages with its body as it's walking, with its hair, with its saddle, or with its bit in its mouth, or with its bell, all as it's walking, or a donkey that damages with its package as it's walking, the owner has to pay full damages. Simcha says, if the damage was done with tsreiris, pebbles that shot out from him, or from a pig that was poking in the garbage, the owner has to pay full damages. Zakmar, if the pig did damage, obviously has to pay full damages, the owner. Marcus the Bryce means that the pig made a pebble shoot out and then through that did damage. Simcha teaches that he holds that the owner has to pay for full damages. Fakamar, where was Sroyus mentioned that Simchas decided to bring it in over here? Mar said the Bryce is missing words and should say that Tanakam holds if it's Sroyus, the owner only pays half damages. And if a pig pokes around and causes a pebble to shoot out and damage, the owner also only pays half damages. Simchas then argues and says that in these cases, the owner pays full damages. A Bryce says if chickens were flying, meaning flapping, because they don't really fly, they were flapping around and broke Kalim with their wings, the owner pays full damages. If they damage with the wind from their wings, the owner pays half damages. Simchas says he pays full damages. A Bryce says if chickens were jumping on a dough or on a fruit and then they made them dirty or pecked them with their beaks, the owner has to pay full damages. If they cause dust or pebbles, which then damage the food, only have to pay half damages. Simcha says he pays full damages. The Braisa says, if a chicken was flapping around and the wind from under his wings broke Kalim, the owner pays half damages. This Braisa clearly only follows the Rabbanan who argue on Simcha's. Rava said, the view of Simchas is understandable because he holds that koyach, someone's force, is like the person's body itself. However, what's the view of the Rabbanan? And if they hold that it's the body itself, they should have to pay full damages. If it's not like the body, they shouldn't have to pay even half damages. Rava then said, the Rabbanan hold that it's like the body itself. However, the halacha of Tzroiris is a halacha l'mosh mesinat, the owner only pays half damages. Rava said, any type of contact that is made by a zov, that if made by a zov would make the thing that was touched tameh, in the case of damages, it would obligate the payment of full damages. Any type of contact that if made by a zov would leave the thing that was touched tahar, in the case of damages, it would obligate payment for half damages. In fact, is Rava coming to teach the halacha of tzoris? Rava is teaching the halacha of an ox pulling a wagon where the wagon does damage, in which case the halacha is that the owner would be chayav for full damages. The Braisa says this halacha specifically as well. Zakmar Vaita, Braisa says if chickens were pecking at the rope of a bucket and they caused the rope to sever and the bucket to break, the owner has to pay full damages. Rava asks if an animal stepped on a keli which caused it to roll away and it broke in that other place, what's the halacha? Do we look at the beginning of the chain of events and consider the breaking to have been done by the animal's body, or do we look at the time of the breaking, in which case we would view it as a case of tsuriris? And for the Gemara, we should be able to answer this from Rabbah, who says that if a person throws a keli off of a roof and another person breaks the keli as it was falling down, if it's the person who threw it off the roof is chayiv, because the second person is considered to have broken a keli that's already broken. And so we see that we follow the beginning of the chain of events. Zakmarna, maybe that this was clear to Rabbah, but for Rabbah it wasn't clear what the result would be. Maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa says a jumping chicken is not considered to be a muad, but some say it is a muad. Now, certainly everyone agrees that a jumping chicken is a muad. Rather, it must be referring to where it jumped and caused the keli to shoot out and break elsewhere. Maybe that's the case. And one view is that we follow the start of the chain of events. The other view is we look at the actual breaking of the keli. And for the case maybe where the chicken shot out pebbles, making it into a case of tsuriris and machloikis. Maybe it's machloikis in Rabbanan and Sumchis. Fechmar maybe coming a brief from another braisa. The braisa says if chickens were pecking at a string, causing the rope to sever and the bucket to break, the owner must pay full damages. We see that we follow the beginning of the chain of events. Zmar says no. The braisa may mean that he's chayav full damages only on the string, although this would seem to be an unusual thing for it to do, and therefore told of kerem. The case may be with dough on the string, which makes it normal for the chickens to peck at the string. Fechmar, the Braisa says, and the bucket broke, which suggests that the payment obligation is referring to the bucket as well. Mar said, we can say that the Braisa follows Sumchas, who says that for Tsuriris, you have to pay full damages. Fechmar, the end of the Braisa says, if a piece of the broken keli then flew off and broke another keli, the owner must pay full damages for the first keli and half damage for the second keli. Now, according to Sumchas, why would he pay half damages? You can't say, since the second keli broke from a force, meaning from the first keli, which itself broke from a force from the string, and that's why it's different. Maybe Simchas holds that the Koyach does pay half damages. No, because we find that Ravashi did not know whether Simchas held any different in this type of case. And if the Braisa is to explain that Simchas does hold different in this case, he should have had an answer from over here. Rather, we have to say the Braisa follows the Rabbanan. And we see that we follow the first event in the chain of events. Rabbi Abaya said, no, the case may be where the chicken was pushing the bucket the entire time until the time of breaking. So it's actually the chicken itself that caused the breaking.